It's show time.
And now it's time for Dave's Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his grand circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, but he understands its place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. So come along and take a listen to Dave's thoughts about the Walt Disney World Resorts and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. Well, on today's podcast, I wanted to pay my respects to Robin Williams.
Hey, I have the best-kept Disney World and Universal Studios vacation secret. Did you know that anyone can rent a sweet ride and truly get around fast with your pass inside the theme parks? Mom, tell them.
Well, Scooter Vacations makes it fun all day long. You or someone you love deserves the best way to see everything. So why not relax and enjoy a true express ride with your pass? Scooter Vacations can arrange it and even deliver it to you. Get around the fun way, have as much fun getting from ride to ride as being on the ride. They fit on buses, boats, and monorails, and some can fit in a car trunk. Upgrade your experience and scoot everywhere. Contact Scooter Vacations at 1-855-WDW-SCOOT. That's 1-855-WDW-SCOOT. Or on the web at scootorlando.com. That's scootorlando.com. scootorlando.com.
Robin Williams was a great comedian, really an extraordinary talent. And I was saddened to hear about his passing, his suicide this past week. And, you know, it kind of saddens me in many ways that he's gone and that also he was kind of selfish and took his own life like that and robbed the world of his gift. I remember the first time I heard him, I was probably in, you know, like middle school-ish, something like that. And, you know, he had been a stand-up comedian for a while and I heard some of his stuff and I just thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And it was tremendous. And the thing is that he went on to have a very successful career. He starred in more than 100 films and he's probably best remembered for being Mork in the Mork and Mindy TV show in the 1970s, if anyone's old enough to remember that. But he does have a very strong connection to Disney. And that's why I thought it would be nice to pay tribute to him on this podcast. So what I'd like to do is count down the top five connections to Disney that he has and kind of talk about them just a little bit. So interestingly, he did a movie called Hook in 1986, and that was not a Disney film. That was actually done by Columbia Pictures, so it had nothing to do with Disney. Even though it was a Disney-oriented sort of thing and everybody kind of thought it was Disney, it wasn't. So that's not on the list. So I'll start with number five. He did a remake of Flubber. Yeah, it was kind of underrated and didn't really get the critical acclaim that the original Flubber got, and you know, kind of flopped at the theater like a lot of movies in the early 1990s and late 1980s did. These remakes just didn't really take off. So unfortunately, that one really didn't go very far, and you know, it was funny, and he was funny in it, but it didn't really work in a lot of ways.
I love you with all my heart, with every molecule, with every atom. I love you on a subatomic level.
This is going to be the very last time I try to marry you.
I'd rather die than disappoint you.
On the most important day of his life, Philip Brainerd, the world's most absent-minded professor, made a few little mistakes.
Oops.
Wow, what a bang.
And one gigantic flub.
Flubber.
Flubber? Sounds like baby shampoo.
It's a metastable compound. If you apply a small amount of energy,
it liberates an enormous quantity of energy.
This definitely has applications in the field of sports.
Oh, Newton!
When I exit this window, the flubber will send me right back up unharmed.
Are you nuts?
Ta-ta, my love.
Ouch.
Walt Disney Pictures presents...
Oh!
A classic story.
Mayday!
Oh, sorry. First time flyer.
A boy meets goo.
Get
discover the stuff that dreams are made of.
Ow!
Robin Williams.
Oh boy.
Number four.
Good morning, Vietnam!
That actually was a tremendously powerful film. It talked about the Vietnam era and being in the Vietnam War and the story of Adrian Cronauer, which is a true story, mostly, of a radio DJ who came over to Vietnam and uplifted the troops and their spirits and so forth while he was there. And this was actually distributed by Touchstone Films, so it is a Disney production and counts for this. And it was, if you've never seen it, it's well worth watching at least once. Like I said, it's powerful. There's a certain amount of humor in it that really works. But I think it really resonates and it stands kind of tall on its own as a really good film.
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me. Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee. Here's a little riddle for you. What's the difference between the Army and the Cub Scouts? Cub Scouts don't have heavy artillery. Talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fibber.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Can we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down. Let's try it a little faster. See if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
Woof, this new hit, Freddy is a devil. Woof, this new hit, Freddy is a devil.
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
All right. Hey, what is this demilitarized zone? What do they mean, police action?
This is a demilitarized zone. Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho. Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army, the Arvern Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty! Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hanna! Now, little G.I., you and your little Tudu, too!
Adrian, what are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
Something real special right now. We've got our traffic report up there on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. How's it going up there?
Adrian, it's not going exactly well. There's a water buffalo jackknife up there. It's not a very pretty picture. There's horns everywhere. I don't know what to say. We're going to maybe drop in a little napalm there and try and cook him down. Maybe a little barbecue.
Thank you for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Can you tell us what you found out about the enemy since you've been here?
We found out that we can't find them. They're out there, and we're having a major difficulty in finding the enemy.
Well, what do you use to look for them?
Well, we ask people, are you the enemy? And whoever says yes, we shoot them.
All right, guys, let's take it back to the radio star. We're out of here.
Next up is something that appeared in the Disney MGM studios. He and Walter Cronkite were the hosts of the animation tour. And I'd like to play that entire audio for you because it was really quite good. You'd go into the animation studio that was there at the MGM studios, and you'd walk in and you'd watch a film. And the film was great, and it was Robin Williams at his best. And I will put a link to the actual film in my show notes page so that you can see it, because it's really pretty funny when you see him acting it out and doing some of the things that he does and watching the animated character become him.
This is Walter Cronkite here at the Disney Animation Studio. Today we'll have a unique look at how their films are created. Well, sir,
pardon me.
You, sir, there.
Yes, sir.
Could you give us a little help today?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, wait a minute, you're Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is. Hold on, Walter, can you just a moment? How you doing? Name's Robin. Nice to be, but you can call me Chuck.
Robin, what's your favorite Disney film?
Well, to be honest, Walter, I think Fantasia has a certain Fellini-esque kind of quality, but my real favorite is Peter Pan, boy. I mean, Never Never Land. Oh, little pixie dust and you could fly, you know?
The day you can visit Neverland.
Oh, Walter, don't pull my leg.
In order to demonstrate the animation process, we're going to turn you into an animated character.
Does this mean I'm only going to have three fingers? Tinkerbell.
She's so bright. Oh, it's like being in the presence of Barbara Streisand. I mean, these books are huge, and me without my Cliff Notes.
This is where animation begins, with a good story, adventure, romance, humor, suspense.
Boy, you get a paper cut here, Walter, you could lose a hand.
Of course, since we tell our stories with pictures as well as words, we bring them together here on the storyboard.
Looks like a comic strip, Walter.
Right, Robin, and this is the title of your story, Back to Neverland.
Walter, I was thinking of maybe going with Peter Pan, First Blood. You know, coming in with twin Uzis going, Hook, we've got a problem. And have Jack Nicholson play Captain Hook going, maybe, maybe not, sucker, let's talk.
No, you're being cast as one of the little lost boys.
Boy, it looks so puny.
You're a sympathetic little character, someone we can all feel for.
You really think that people could feel for me?
Oh, certainly. We'll feel suspense when you're alone aboard the pirate ship.
Yeah.
We'll feel frightened when you're captured by Captain Hook.
Yeah.
And we'll all feel sorry when you're thrown to the crocodile.
Yeah, me too. Walter, what's this? What about a crocodile? What do you mean?
Don't worry, there's a happy ending. This is the sound studio where your voice will be recorded for the film.
Scene 19, take one, roll.
Like, these are my lines? Help, don't eat me, ouch. I thought you said there was a happy ending, Walter. For who? The crocodile? Fine.
Help! No, don't eat me, no, please. I hope you choke on me. Help!
Hey, Walter, what happened?
No, just a voice.
You see, Robin, you provide the voice, and the animator does the rest. With pencil and paper, he brings you to life one drawing at a time. It really amounts to acting on paper. When the drawings are viewed in sequence, they seem to come alive.
Hey, look! I'm a cartoon! Oh! Hey, Walt, just how far can you go with this?
You can do anything that he can draw.
Hey, animator, what do you say we have some fun, huh?
Hey, all right. Let's go.
I can be anything. I can be
just a tiny person.
Or make my eyes really big.
Or maybe have legs that are real long.
I could even be you, Walter Cronkite. Now hold on there.
Can I do this? I'm happy. I'm grumpy. I'm dopey.
Hi, everybody. I'm a corporate symbol.
Hold it. Hold it. Whoa. Are you fellas finished?
I always wanted to.
Next, each hand-drawn image is scanned into the computer. And you're ready for color. The colors that feel right for your character are added at the digital paint station.
You know what I think? Yellow, to me, doesn't say spring. I'd like something in a puce, a salmon. Hey! Fine, do whatever you want.
And there you are.
All right. Now can we go to Neverland, can we, Uncle Walter? Maybe, please, huh?
We're almost there. The layout artists are drawing the sets for you now. These skilled artists create the fantasy world in which you will act.
Whoa, nice boat, dude.
The background artists help establish the mood of the scene by painting it with appropriate colors.
Makes me feel like singing. My pirate's life is a wonderful life, a rover over the sea.
Of course, this is a much more appropriate mood for your scene. It gives the proper air of foreboding.
For what? Hey, this is the part where Captain Hook shows up, right? And there's a crocodile, right? Whoa. What am I doing here?
See you later, Walter.
Oh, come now, Robin. You're headed the wrong way.
Walter, put me down.
In the next step, the hand-painted background is brought into the computer where all the elements of story, character, acting, and mood are assembled to create the final scene.
Walter, here's a little crazy idea of mine. What do you think? Let's lose the part with the crocodile! Oh! Walter, please!
It all begins to feel pretty convincing by the time it reaches this stage, doesn't it?
Walter? What's that, Walter?
Music and sound effects complete the feeling of reality.
Walter, all that mood stuff really works, Walter. This is really creepy.
Well, well, one of Peter Pan's little lost boys.
No, wait, Hook! I can explain! I didn't want to bother you, see? There was Walter Cronkite, and storyboards, and animators. Please, I throw myself at your good leg and beg for mercy.
Where is Peter Pan hiding?
I'm drawing a big blank on that too, man. Listen, you're a drawing, I'm a drawing. Let's lighten up here, man. No, no, you don't want to eat me. You know, you are very, very rough on your skin here. I think you need something as a conditioner. Whoa! Tinker, Tinker, Tinkerbell. Yeah, Pixie Dust, douse me, babe. That's it.
Blast that Tinkerbell.
Hey, Tinkerbell, come here. What do you say?
Hey, time to play that exciting new game show, You Bet Your Hook. That's right. Our contestant is a pirate. He's also a villain. Let's welcome, please, Captain Hook. Hi, nice to have you on the show. Nice hat. Hey, you know, you're not wearing one.
I'm kidding.
Here we go. Here's our guest. It's time to play the big $20,000 question. What has four legs, a voracious appetite, and is right behind you? Time's up. It's a crocodile. Come on down.
Hey, Tink, slip me some wings. Pow!
Robin, I think you've got the general idea. It's time to come back now.
Oh, but I just got here.
Now, Robin, we don't want to miss the rest of the tour.
Oh, yeah. That's right, but I didn't get to meet Peter or Wendy or anybody, Walter. I beat Captain Hook, and I was flying, Walter. Oh, boy, Walter.
Come on, Robin. What are you hanging around for? Let's go have some fun!
Look, Walter, you finish up with the tour. I'll catch up with the next group, okay?
Now, Robin.
Hey, wait for me, Peter!
And that's the way it is.
Number two on my list, Aladdin. The movie Aladdin was great. It was a tremendously funny film. I know I kind of talked about it when I talked about Casey Kasem's passing a couple of podcasts ago, because they stereotyped Arabs to some degree, and that's an unfortunate thing that happened. But if you really look at it from the perspective of Robin Williams being the genie, phenomenal. He was just great in that role, and everything he did I thought was really good, right on point, genius, in fact, in some cases. I thought he was a tremendously talented person for that role, and it was just great. So here's a couple of clips from him as the genie.
Hey! 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck. Hang on a second. Whoa! Wow! Does it feel good to be out of there? How are you? Nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al? Or maybe just Din? Or how about Lottie? Sounds like... Here, boy! Come on, Lottie!
I must have hit my head harder than I thought.
Do you smoke? Mind if I do? Oh, sorry, Cheat. I hope I didn't singe the fur. Yo, Rodman. Haven't seen you in a few millennia. Give me some tassel. Yeah, yo.
Say...
You're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger. Look at me from the side. Do I look different to you?
Wait a minute. I'm your master?
That's right. He can be taught.
What would you wish of me?
Be ever impressive.
The one contained. But never duplicated. Genie of the lamp. Right here, direct from the lamp. Right here for your very much wish fulfillment. Thank you.
Whoa. Wish fulfillment?
3 wishes to be exact. An ixnay on the wishing for more wishes. That's it. 3.
Uno, dos, tres.
No substitutions, exchanges, or refunds.
Now I know I'm dreaming.
Master, I don't think you quite realize what you've got here. So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities?
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch to dance. Your blue and house, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Alanza, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Oh my. No. Nah. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go woo?
Hey, looky here. Uh-huh.
Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip! And then make the sucker disappear. So don't you sit there like your buddy. I'm here to answer all your business plans. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a child's affair. I got a power to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of 2 or 3. I'm on the job. You big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
And then finally, number 1 on my list is The Timekeeper. Now, The Timekeeper was an attraction that appeared in the Magic Kingdom. It's where the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor is now. And this was an attraction that was really pretty clever. It used the 360-degree vision. Before The Timekeeper, there was another movie that was shown in there. It was 360 degrees around, and you would see the movie on all the walls around you. It was a movie about the U.S. and America, and it was really pretty well done. Kind of lost its luster a little bit as we kind of moved past the bicentennial and kind of moved into the 1980s. So they came up with this other idea for The Timekeeper. Same basic premise as the other movie where you have a 360-degree picture, but Robin Williams played the timekeeper, and he actually took you through everything that you were doing and had a really good sense of humor about everything that's there. And I'd like to play for you that entire audio because it's tremendous. So enjoy it.
Step right up.
Come forward, please, fill these rows.
No! Thank you.
And if you'll please step forward, fill the rows in the front row. Down front.
Thank you.
Before we begin, we'd like to make the minor control adjustments. Oops. Oh, something broke. Hold on one moment, please. Just one moment. Thank you.
Well, we're about to begin. In case of a loss of cabin pressure, just relax, okay? Thank you. Come on in. Thank you. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
I don't know why that's there, except to go... Now, please form double rows and move to the center of the theater.
Do it! You've been waiting outside! You've been in line for a while! Just do it! Thank you.
That's right, my friends. Why don't you come on in while we just do a final systems check?
Just a few roots.
Hey, Bo!
Don't worry. This is all part of the demonstration. Just testing. For your safety, I've invented rails for you to lean on. I call them lean rails. Please do not sit on the lean rails, because they're there to lean on. And please don't sit on the floor. My studies show that you can't experience time travel on the floor. And it's not a pretty picture in those shorts.
Hey, Tinselhead, pipe down! I'm trying to work here!
All right! Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, and those of you wearing the funny animal hats, welcome! The reason I've gathered you here today is to witness the exploration of the next great frontier, courtesy of my own incredible time machine. That impending off of all your favorite I love.
Hey, timekeeper!
What?
What am I in here? Scrap metal? Come on, introduce me!
Oh, pardon moi. I'd like you all to meet my assistant. She's bold, she's brassy, she's self-contained all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. Please welcome the self-programming circumvisual photo droid. Let's say hello to 9i.
Okay, enough of this chit-chat. Let's get ready to break the time barrier.
That's right, my friends. No longer are we limited to traveling from place to place and losing our bags beforehand. Now, with my time machine, it is possible to travel from time to time.
Enough explaining. Hit the switch.
We're almost ready to go. Just a few last-minute details.
You know, this thing looked a lot safer in the blueprints, bud.
It's perfectly safe. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. Raising neutrino shield.
Yeah, if this gizmo's so safe, what are you doing with that neutrino shield?
Oh, nothing. It's just a little design flourish. Ha, don't worry. Lead-lined underwear. Check. Laser gun targeted. Check.
Whoa, watch where you point that thing.
It worked! And they laughed at me back at university.
Maybe it's because of the tutu.
Well, you doubting autonomous. You ready to make some history?
I'm ready already. Let's go!
I'll decide when we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Nine-Nine? Can you hear me? I've lost that miserable little piece of metal.
Hey, I heard that. Where am I?
Don't worry, Nine-Nine. You're safe and sound in the Triassic period.
I'm opening my eyes. I'm gonna like what I see.
Oh, no, you're too far back. These controls are so sensitive. I barely touched them. Big teeth. Brain the size of a walnut. No problem, I've got it. Oh, big joke for you. How many Neanderthals would take a light of fire? None! They don't have it. I've got to 12,000 years ago, the last great ice age. Fabulous. Oh, daiquiris for everybody.
How about a hot cup of antifreeze? I'm icing up here.
And here we are. 1450, a demonstration of Gutenberg's printing press. The gates, we are not in Germany. Unless there's a whole new fashion thing. Look at those skirts, it must be cold. And no one's wearing underwear.
Tough guys, eh?
Get away from there, Nine-Nine. He's coming to give you a Glasgow kiss.
Ah! Right between the eyes.
I got you, Nine-Nine. I got you. The Renaissance. My machine works. I'll get the grant. Quick, follow that Mona Lisa.
Always did have a thing for historical figures.
You're going to meet a true visionary. One of my personal heroes, Leonardo da Vinci. Perché io il fatto è la macchina di tempo. To go.
Oh, great souvenir.
No, no, don't touch that. Put it back. You don't know where that's been. Put it back.
Hey, Mona, take five. He's drawing me.
Oh, look, over there. Oh, gravity works. Ciao, ragazzo.
Mozart!
Yes, Amadeus himself. Today's his 7th birthday. He's playing his own minuet in G. Isn't it fabulous? And over there's little Louis XVI, with his head still on.
Way to go, Wolfie! Way to go! Yes!
Will you please?
I spotted me! Oh, no.
Wait, I'm trying.
Hurry, see me.
Try to blend in. Think chandelier. Think France. Think Chardonnay gone tomorrow.
I am blending in.
Will you stop posing? We have to go now.
I am not blending in. Boy, am I not blending in.
The
timekeeper, fix this right now.
I'm working on it. Oh, I pulled something.
What's happening?
I was sending you to the Paris Exposition, but it's stuck on fast forward.
Well, look at that.
Isn't that a great effect? I planned it that way, I really did.
Look out. I'm going to throw my circuit breakers.
I should save this for the next show.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Nine-Eye, this is something I've wanted to see my whole life. The Exposition Universelle de Paris, 1900.
Speak English.
The Universal Exposition of Paris, 1900. D'accord. We're about to meet two of my greatest heroes, H.G. Wells and Jules Verne.
So where are they?
What am I, a map?
Oswald, here comes Mr. Wells. But I don't see Jules Verne.
Drop down, move closer, blend in, mingle, mingle, mingle. Don't just hover, blend.
See, Mr. Verne.
You're welcome.
Look, right there he is, a man right. With his head in the stars. Jules Verne.
Monsieur Verne, permit me to present Monsieur H.G. Wells.
Monsieur Wells, the honor is mine, sir.
Oh, and mine too, sir.
Your work, Mr. Wells, caused quite a sensation. Particularly the time machine.
Yes, the time machine. I've brought along a model for La Conférence.
Uh-huh. I spent my life writing about the possible. And you prefer the impossible.
Impossible? No, sir. This may be improbable, but believe me, it's not impossible.
Good reply. At one point...
Have you traveled through time?
Have I ever traveled through time? I have traveled through time as often as you have traveled from the Earth to the Moon, sir. Yes.
Easy, boys. Too much coffee?
Time machine, we have only 10 minutes until the conference begins.
Well, we'll continue this, Monsieur Verne. A bientôt.
Time travel. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah? Look again, Frenchie.
Nine-Eye, that's it. You're grounded. I told you not to interfere. I'm bringing you back right now.
Hey, watch that. Hey, did you get your paws off me? You're smudging my glossy finish. Timekeeper!
Don't worry. Relax. It's under control. No problem.
Oh, no!
What have I done? Oh, no! I'm going to be turned into a ready teller. I'm sorry, you're overdrawn.
I must be dreaming.
Dreaming? This is a nightmare.
Who are you?
Timekeeper. Just a guy who probably destroyed history by bringing you here.
Where is here?
It's the future, Mr. Verne.
I've got to send you back.
No, wait. All my life, I dreamed of the future. You must let me see it.
It is pretty wonderful. Maybe... No, I can't. No, I can't. Yes, I can. No, I can. No, I can. Yes, I can. No, I can't. Listen, you have a speech in 10 minutes.
Plenty of time.
But I cannot guarantee your safety. We're not covered for this, really.
I'll take my chances.
I think you better go back. With Tinselhead here at the controls, you're gonna be French toast by breakfast.
Listen, Blinky! I know exactly what I'm doing! Now, Monsieur Verne, tell me, what would you like to see?
Everything.
Way to go, Jules!
Monsieur Verne, I proudly show you the modern world!
Then 10 minutes are left. Give me a piece.
So this is the future. It's very dark.
You know, I've never been able to read these timetables.
He does know what he's doing.
Occasionally.
Uh-huh.
You don't like that noise.
Well, that's not what I did. What happened? Where's Jules?
I got him on the train. Didn't say inside. Picky, picky. Well, I'll move you in closer.
Way to go, Tinhead. Jules,
oops, start down one.
Put Jules back on the ground now.
Oh, all right. Don't yell at me, please. My circuits are not all there.
No kidding.
Warning!
But that's... Hold it, God! This is turning madness! I want to try it!
I am not watching this!
Ted! There must be something caught in the lift trap, huh?
Hey, Professor!
What?
Jules Verne in a race car?
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Stay with him!
Slow down, Julie! Slow down!
Kick it, honey!
Yeah!
Roll on through! Now! Pop a wheelie! Wrong way! Wrong way! Make a quick stop, Julie! Du bas, l'air en vie, you Frenchman! Du bas!
Hey,
the pants are full. Oh, no, look up ahead. It's the Jamaican team.
Oh, Jules, don't be afraid. You're coming down a little slower, Irie.
There goes Suzanne Somers pulled by a blender fish.
So it is true. What one can conceive, one can achieve. Thank you.
Hey, I'm starting to see a pattern here. On the land, under the sea.
Right, Nine-Eye. There's nowhere to go but up.
I've got him right here.
Strap in, Julie!
Oh, tightly, man! I'm flying!
You can't fly! If you had wings, I'd let you go! Sweetheart, sit down, will you? Don't make me come over there. I'll turn this helicopter right around right now!
Without a brief moment in the English countryside with someone named Trevor. Hello, Trevor! Take care! We're heading for that aqueduct. And here we are. Wow!
This is it, Julie. The Big Apple. New York, New York. City of 10 million dreams. And one parking space.
It's fantastic.
Monsieur Vern?
Your wish is our command!
Assistant, we have an unidentified Frenchman approaching our country.
From the Earth to the Moon. No doubt you've made the journey.
You wrote the book, Jules.
You're very kind.
Monsieur Vern, 30 seconds to your speech. Here we are, back at the exposition.
Great place for all time, you big lug nut.
Hey, check this out, babe.
Yo, yo, do the timekeeper rap. You got to see it now. See it.
Sorry, guys. We're out of time.
Thank you, timekeeper, for an extraordinary voyage.
Extraordinary for me as well, sir.
Nine-Eye, you are a most charming guide.
You aren't so bad yourself, Jules. If I ever come back, I'm definitely gonna look you up.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. This is impossible.
Improbable? Impossible, no.
Mr. Burley.
Come on, come on.
Goodbye, Jules. Don't forget to write.
Goodbye, Nine-Eye. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Monsieur Vern.
Miss that guy.
I'll miss him too, Nine-Eye, but there's still one place we haven't seen. Ladies and gentlemen, now that we know my time machine operates flawlessly, who would like to travel into the future?
Hold it. You're putting people in this thing on purpose?
Chill, Blinky. I'm on a roll. Now, any volunteers?
Step right up. Don't be afraid. Put yourself through a massive time warp continuum.
Please, no Disney employees.
Anybody?
Oh, fabulous!
Come on down! There's the pioneer spirit.
I hope you're insured.
I hope you did your eyes checked.
Now, prepare for the most fantastic journey of your life.
Okay, let her rip.
Here we go. I surprise myself sometimes. Well, check this huge dude. You're history, people.
Wow, this is unbelievable.
Oh, it is pretty fabulous.
Look, it's Chosen HG. Hey, guys.
I see a 9-9. Good to see you again.
Wait a minute. How did you get here?
In the future, anything is possible.
Well, time flies, and now I'm going to go browse through the library at Alexandria. Check up on Columbus before he got to Ohio. Give Freud a piece of my mind and say, Oedipus, Oedipus. Okay, show's over. Get out of here, you little numbskulls. I love you. Thank you for coming today.
Get out!
Thank you, timekeeper. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our performance here today. We certainly hope you've enjoyed traveling through time. And timekeeper and Nine-Eye, please gather your personal belongings and exit to the left. Timekeeper, it's all yours, my friend.
Ciao! Arigato gozaimasu. All seated the same, bony knock knees. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Well, I know we went a little long this week, and I hope you enjoyed this retrospective into Robin Williams and what he brought to the Walt Disney Company. And, you know, I was really sorry to hear about his passing, and it saddens me a lot. But unfortunately, that's the way things go sometimes. And, you know, it's just we have these great memories of him doing some tremendous things along the way. Well, that's my show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. Now, please exit the moving podcast. The walkway is moving at the same speed as your podcast. Kindly take small children by the hand and watch your head instead. If you have questions, thoughts, or would just like to ask Dave a question, please send an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. You can always find Dave's Disney View on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. The show notes for this podcast can be found on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound A Music. You'll find a link to the latest Disney-related autism awareness event on the show notes page. We also encourage you to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There are a couple of Disney-related apps, including a Hidden Mickeys app and a Pin Trading app.